This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Trust in Islamic Nurturing and Ethics. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of trust in the Islamic nurturing and ethics in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that when we need to train our kids, when we need to nurture our kids and raise them up, it is necessary to teach them some important things. The things which will take them near to God, the things which will take them near the perfection. And since we are the Muslims, we need to make sure that we train our kids in an Islamic way. One of the most important things which we need to teach them is that they should know on whom they need to trust and how to trust. And we know that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we need to trust in God. We need to do tawakkul, which is a trust upon God. We need to have this trust. We need to perform all what we can do, what is in our power, what is in our potential. We need to perform it. And after that, we need to leave the rest on God, because that is beyond our power. That is beyond our capacity. Therefore, it is necessary that we need to teach this to our kids. And in order to teach them, the very first thing is that we need to teach them how to say it. The aspect of the word of tawakkul or trust or depending on Allah is important, that we teach them to say tawakkaltu ala Allah, that I trust in Allah. This thing, when they say it in their life, they will get used to with it and they will get familiar with this word, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of trust in Islamic nurturing and ethics in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to teach our kids to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very first stage is to teach them how to say it. Or whenever there is a hard time, they should say that tawakkaltu ala Allah, I trust in Allah. Whenever a difficulty comes, whenever there is a hard time, whenever they need something, whenever they're performing something and they're stuck with it, they need to first say it, that I trust in Allah, and it is Allah who will help me, who will take me away from this difficulty, who will solve this issue for me, this problem for me. And this tawakkul or this trust is very important, because we all trust in Him. We all in ourselves, in our innate, inside us, we know that we have a hope that someone will definitely will help me. There is someone who is there, who is helping us, that, and that is God. But the first stage is to say it, to admit that the one who is helping me, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the God. And therefore, this tawakkul, when we say this, when we say tawakkaltu ala Allah, when we say we trust in Allah or I trust in Allah, and by keep saying that, it will become the part of our life. It will become the part of our life in a way that whenever we have this any difficulty, we say this, and that is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also helps us. Because when we say it and we get the habit of saying this, it means that slowly we get familiar with it, we get some kind of affection with this word, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.